but some have it.
And one reason why I want to go into deliverance ministry, because God has showed me the way people are going to get delivered, they're going to need to get baptized with the Holy Spirit. That means the Spirit of God comes to live and dwell in you. And even though you have the Holy Spirit, when you get saved, you may not have received the baptism of the Holy Ghost. Now, once you get saved, once you place your faith in Christ, God declares you saved, and the Holy Spirit, the Spirit of God, puts you into the body. The Spirit places you into the body. The Holy, 1 Corinthians 12 and 13. If you have your Bible, please turn there. This might be a little bit of Bible study, but I want y'all to receive the baptism of the Holy Spirit. I want you to know, if you already received the Holy Spirit, then this is new. This is nothing new to you. But 1 Corinthians, New Testament. I'll give you the page number here in a minute as soon as I find it. 1 Corinthians 12, verses 13. That's on page 848, Tina.
Okay, chapter what now?
12, verse 13. Now, Christ is ahead, we're the body. First of all, how many, say this, test your, how do you receive things from God? Don't tell me Jenna and Adam already know it. How do you receive things from God? When you pray, how do God give you things? What is the basis for giving you something? Somebody? What is the basis of God giving you? You ask God something, how do we do it?
Through your faith.
Right. Good answer. So if I want the God, I'm going to have what?
Faith.
Faith in what?
In Jesus Christ. In faith.
Yeah, probably. In
faith that he'll answer your prayer.
Yeah.
Okay. We'll have a little illustration here. Tina, I want you here. Michael, I want you over here by this. And this is the principle that you need to understand, you need to learn. Your name is Faith, and you're going to hold the cross, okay? Angie, I want you over here. Tanya and... Right. Tanya, you're not... And y'all got it. This is, I want you to understand this principle. Understand this principle. If you understand this, then you will know the secret on how to receive things from God. This is the secret. And if you understand this principle, you can get anything you need from God. Alright? Now, I want to say, Tina's a sinner. We all were sinners at one time.
Amen.
We all were. By the grace of God, we're not. And it's, we're saints now. So when Tina's going through something, the Holy Spirit deals with her, she comes to church or she needs help or whatever, and she wants to give her life to the Lord. And she can, so the preacher say, well, you believe Jesus Christ died for you on the cross? Yeah. She's buried on the third day. She said, yeah. So your faith, your God, and your grace. Tina's a sinner. We both sinners. Okay. Now this is how God says it. God says, if you have faith in my Son and what he did on the cross, if you have faith in my Son, now Michael is the Son, and he's also got the cross. And he's also faith. He's shipping. Your faith, and you had a cross, you're Jesus. God trying to seize Tina's faith. And she sees her faith, but it ain't faith in herself. It's not faith in a preacher. It's not, her faith is in Jesus and what he did at the cross. It's in Jesus and what he did at the cross. So you need to understand, Tina, that if I'm an alcoholic, I understand at the cross, Christ died for my alcoholism. He died for my drug addiction. He died for my sickness. Anything happened, he died on the cross for it. And the cross is my out of my face. So when I pray, God, I need to know something. I need to know that he died for my addiction. He died for my, whatever the problem is, you need to know it was addressed at the problem. So I'm a sinner. So God sees your faith. Not head faith, not to say a bunch of words, but he sees in your heart. And you confess your mouth, believe in your heart. And when God sees that, when he sees your faith in Christ, and what he did, and double, in Christ and what he did the cross, God gives grace. Now, so everything I receive is by grace, but it's based on my faith in Christ. So wherever I need, it don't matter. I need to know that at the cross, Christ took care of it. And I got to believe that. And as long as I believe it, God's going to give me grace. Now, grace means unmerited favor. You don't earn it. You don't pay for it. You can't work for it. He gives it to you simply because he loves you. And all God says, if you have faith in my son and what he did at the cross, I'm going to give you grace. And everything given from God is grace. It's unmerited. You don't deserve it. So when he sees, when God sees Jesus' face in the cross, he gives her grace and she's saved. By grace are you saved through faith. It's not a works that the man spoke. It's a gift of God. Salvation is a gift. I don't have to go to church. You can't do nothing to earn this. You can't do nothing to earn. It's something God gives everybody. Okay. Now, if I'm saved by grace through faith, by grace I'm saved through faith, then that's how I got saved. Now, if I need anything else, this grace, that would be saved. If I need anything else, how do I get it? Somebody.
By believing Jesus Christ in Christ.
Faith in Jesus, who he is, and what he did.
And that you believe
that
he died on the cross to give you grace.
That's right. And the Holy Spirit will carry out what you have in faith for.
Mm-hmm.
And once you confess and you believe it, God gives you faith. He gives you the Holy Spirit. And if you understand that principle, everything else that you need from God comes the same way. Okay? So I gotta have faith, but not faith just in anything. Faith in Jesus, who he is, what he did. He died on the cross for my sin. Now on the cross, he took care of cancer, drug addiction. He took care of every single thing. He took care of. So I gotta come believing that. I gotta believe that. And it's not something I believe in my head. It's something I believe in my heart. And you got to know this thing. You got to faith in my hearing, hear my word of God. So I know on the cross, I was alcoholic. Jesus died on the cross. He paid the price for my sins. And God said, he sees my faith. He gives me grace. And once you get grace, you're a new person. It may be in Christ. He's a new creation. But I'm saying everything we get is called the grace. Can't earn it. Can't pay for it. You can't pay for anything, but if you understand how you got saved, then you have to answer everything else you need. But he put Michael's faith in what? Exclusively in the cross. Understanding. Sister Evans wanted a prayer for Sister Toad. Now, what I do, I go to the cross. I said, Lord, you took care of a slave, you took care of a sickness. And Lord, I intercede for Sister Toad. I know at the cross you took care of her sickness. Whatever it is, the sickness, you took care of. And when God sees my faith, not just the total faith, he will give her grace and the Holy Spirit will carry it out. The Holy Spirit is UPS, so to speak. You believe it, he brings it to you.
Amen.
We sing that song, he said, did not send healing down to you? When you're in pain, when you're wrapped in pain, he said, healing. Well, the healing is the Holy Spirit.
Lord,
it comes through grace. So everything we get is by grace through faith. So the key to receive anything from God is faith, but not just faith in anything. Faith in what he did. I know on the cross he took care of my alcohol, he took care of my withdrawal, he took my detox, all this stuff. He addressed the whole problem at the cross. And I got to believe that. And once I believe in my heart, the Holy Spirit is going to come and help me. He's going to help me. Well, you don't have to help before, but now you got help. That's what we're talking about. We're going to talk about the help that God sends, the Holy Spirit. Amen. Thank God. Now I'm going to ask you a question. How do I receive from God? By faith. In what? Wait a minute. How do I receive from God? Faith in what?
Christ.
And what else? Okay, Michael.
Faith in Jesus.
And what else?
And grace.
No. They got faith in what?
Faith in the cross.
Amen.
Jesus.
And what he did. So that's two things. I got to have faith. Now, understanding at the cross, he took care of my problem. He already took care of it. Now, faith is something, hope for everything not seen. So, until it show up, I got to have faith. Once it show up, I don't need faith any longer. But faith, my faith got to stay strong until I receive what I got, what I want. If I need healing, I got to have faith. And sometimes God heal you right then. Sometimes he deliver you right, you know, later on. But it's coming. And while you're waiting on it to come, you got to have faith. So again, I want you to, how do you receive from God? Remember Michael. If you got faith, well, received by God what? By faith, right? When you have faith, what happens?
God gives you grace.
Amen. Amen. Somebody got it. So you see, it's faith first, then grace. But God sees your faith, and he gives you grace. Something you don't deserve. One person said, grace is God giving things to undeserving people. We don't deserve grace. But God gives us because he loves us. And he said, when I see faith, I'm going to move out. The Holy Ghost is going to take off. But not until you see faith. You need faith to be to be saved, and you need faith for the baptism of the Holy Spirit. Now, the baptism of the Holy Spirit is what God gives us. Back to, when you get saved, based on your faith, God gives you grace, and the Holy Spirit, the Spirit that's in Christ, the Spirit of God, comes in you. He places you into the body of Christ. That's why in 1 Corinthians 12:13 it says this, for by one Spirit are we all baptized into the one body. Now let's not talk about water baptism. Once you get saved, the Holy Spirit, the Spirit of God, places you into the body of Christ. And the one body, whether you be Jew or Gentile, whether it be bond or free, we all have been made to drink of one Spirit. So the Spirit of God places you into the body of Christ. I know it's kind of complicated. I mean, I know this sounds... The Spirit of God puts you into the body of Christ. Now you're saved. Christ said you're in the body. You're saved. But God got something else for you. Say this. God got something else for you. He wants to baptize you with the Holy Spirit or the Holy Ghost. Now this is subsequent. This is after you're saved. And there's much confusion in the body of Christ about that, because half the people in the church are not baptized with the Holy Spirit. Then you got the apostolic, you got Pentecostals believing the baptism of the Holy Spirit, and you got a lot of denominations, the Methodists, and you know Jehovah's Witnesses, they didn't believe nothing about Jesus. And you got the Muslims, they believe Jesus, but what I'm saying, they don't have the baptism of the Holy Spirit. And Tanya and those who are us who have been on drugs or trying to get off drugs, Julius or whatever, you need the baptism of the Holy Spirit. You need to get saved first. And you need a baptism of the Holy Spirit, because when the Holy Spirit baptizes you, then you really, you already know by faith. But when he comes in, you know somebody came into you and lived in you, and he is the one that's going to guide you and lead you into the right direction. He's the one that's going to break the power of the addiction. He's going to break the power. He'll take the desire away. Because he's in you, and he's living in you. He may be there right now, but you don't know it because you don't. You got to read your Bible. You got to understand who's in you. I didn't understand this. And I got to go from my own experience, you know, because my own experience, I didn't know nothing about no holy baptism. I didn't even know how to get saved. But I got saved by faith in Christ. Had not received the baptism of the Holy Spirit. And the baptism of the Holy Spirit is power. It gives you power. It's the same Spirit you already have, but it's more of it. And we need the baptism of the Holy Spirit. That's why I give you this lesson. And I want you to read it when you get a chance to read it on your own. Dealing with the subject, hallelujah, be baptized with the Holy Spirit. Amen. Hallelujah. Now, some of you, how do I know that I've been baptized with the Holy Spirit? Believe me, when God wants to give you something good, the devil always going to come in and try to confuse it. And it's much confusion in the body of Christ. But it ought not be. If you stick to the Word of God, there's no confusion. Now, it's my desire that we all get baptized with the Holy Spirit. It's my desire. It's God's desire. It's Jesus' desire. So I'm in line with them. Now, the baptism of the Holy Spirit is what God has. The Holy Ghost baptized you. He baptized you with His Spirit. When you get baptized, water baptism, I baptize you to water, right? You go down in the water, you're baptized in water. But the Holy Spirit, He baptized you into Himself. He baptized you with His Spirit. He drenched you. He overflows you with His Spirit. And when He comes over you or in you, something happens. Something happens. And the Bible evidence, when this is the Bible evidence, where in the book of Acts, you start speaking a language that you know not of. Now, some say you don't speak in tongues. We call it tongues. And some say you can be baptized with the Holy Spirit and don't speak in tongues. That may be true, but the Bible evidence in the book of Acts, where they were filled with the Holy Ghost, they spoke in tongues, except for a few instances, they were overcome with joy. They said it was joy. So you might get joy, but the Bible evidence I know of that's in the Bible, you will speak in an unknown tongue, a long tongue that you do not know of. And what it did for me, everybody's experience did, what it did for me, it let me know, Jesus will let you know He's in you. And the funny thing about it, you're already in the body of Christ, you already have His Spirit, but some don't know that the Spirit of God is already in you. But the baptism is subsequent, you got to be saved first, then you receive the baptism of the Holy Spirit. Now you can get saved and be baptized at the same time. But here's a few questions about the baptism of the Holy Ghost. You may have heard this. And this is my belief. This is one of my beliefs that, contrary to my the church I came from or my pastor, they believe different than what I'm getting ready to say. So, do I need the baptism of the Holy Ghost? Yes. To be saved? No. Right there is the bridge of confusion come. Some say you got to be baptized with the Holy Spirit to be saved. And I just told you how to be saved. We demonstrated by faith, by grace, what? Through faith, you are saved. So that tells me that it's by faith, through grace, that I'm saved. By grace through faith. A God sees my faith, He gives me grace. That gets me saved. Now, I'm already saved. I don't have the baptism of the Holy Spirit. I don't have the baptism. I don't have the power. But God wants to give it to you because it's a free gift. It's unmerited. It's the grace of God. It's a gift. Do all have the Holy Ghost when they get saved? Yes. We all have the Holy Spirit. We all don't have the baptism. I should have asked, do all have the baptism of the Holy Ghost when they get saved? No, we don't all have it when we get saved. Is the baptism of the Holy Ghost for today's believers? Yes. Will I speak in other tongues when I'm baptized with the Holy Spirit? Yes. Do I need to speak in other tongues in order to be saved? No. I will attempt to answer these questions based on the Word of God. I encourage every one of you
I encourage every one of you to ask God for the baptism of the Holy Ghost. And I'm praying that you will believe what Jesus did at the cross for us. I say you got to have faith. The requirement is simple. Faith in what Jesus Christ did at the cross. And God will give you the baptism of the Holy Ghost. You don't have to work for it. You don't have to tarry for it. It's simple. Now, after sir, I'm going to pray for y'all. Some of y'all to give you see the baptism of the Holy Spirit. I'm going to pray for y'all that you receive it, but it's a gift. You don't, it's a gift. You ain't got to work for it. But I gave you this Bible lesson because I want you, if you don't receive the baptism of the Holy Ghost this morning, I want you to read that lesson this week. And when you go to bed at night, or when you pray, ask God to fill you with the Holy Spirit. If you don't get filled today, ask God. I want you to read that lesson. It tells you all about the Holy Ghost, what's it for, what's its purpose. And I believe that if you see God, ask Him, He'll give it to you. Amen? You need to be baptized with the Holy Spirit, the Holy Ghost. Same thing. Now, turn with me to Acts 2:38. This ain't a shouting message, but it may become a shouting message when I finish up. But Acts 2:38, I want to show you something. This is why, this scripture right here, Acts 2:38 is on page
802.
Now, on the day of Pentecost, now the Holy Ghost, nobody was baptized with the Holy Ghost before the cross. Nobody was. The Holy Spirit would come upon people, but he didn't come to stay. He came for a specific office, a specific duty. But Acts 2:38 is the scripture that everybody uses for the baptism of the Holy Ghost. But this is Peter. Peter is preaching. You got to understand. When you read the Bible, you understand the setting, who's talking, who's speaking, and what is he saying. In Acts 2:38, it says this. Then Peter said unto them, "Repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, for remission of sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost." You see that? Now watch this. For the promise, a promise, is unto you and to your children, and to all, say all. That are far off, even as many as the Lord your God shall call. Now, this scripture was written to the Jews. Gentiles are anybody that's not a Jew. It wasn't given to the Gentiles. The scripture was. But apostolics, who I am, kind of am an apostolic, say that if you're not baptized in Jesus' name, you're not saved. And if you don't be baptized with the Holy Spirit, you're not saved. And now watch this. He's talking to Jews only. Peter was a Jew. Anybody that wasn't a Jew, Christ said it wasn't our time. So you understand that he's talking to Jewish people. And he's telling them what to do to receive the baptism of the Holy Ghost. Remember, they had just killed Jesus. They just killed him. And he's the one they've been looking for. Jesus is the Messiah, the one they've been looking for. And they just killed him. And now they're trying, Peter and them trying to tell you, you killed the one, the Messiah. You killed the one you're looking for. And they were pricked in the heart. They got convicted and they asked, what must I do to be saved? He said, what must we do? And Peter tells them, Acts 2:38. Repent, be baptized, everyone in Jesus' name. Anyway, they have taken a doctrine out of this and made it for us. This is talking to Jews only. All right. But verse 36, I caught something the other day. I was reading this. Verse 39, it says, for the promise is unto you. Peter's talking to the Jews. Unto the Jews he's talking to. And notice this, what else it says. And your children, talking about Jewish children, and to all, that's us, that are far off. Even as many, Lord, your God should call it. God calls everybody to be saved. So this baptism of the Holy Ghost is not only for the Jews, it's for us also. Because we were once afar off. Far off. Say that. Afar off. Now, turn me to each. This ain't even a lesson. This ain't, Lord, I thought the Lord used me any way he wanted. Let's go to Ephesians chapter 2. So it's like Bible study. This is just fun. Bible study is fun once you start coming and going and doing it. Now, Peter said we what? We are far off. Gentiles were further from the Jews. Jews hated Gentiles. Anybody who wasn't a Jew, they did not like us. They called us dogs. And they thought they were the only ones going to be saved. Ooh, that sounds like the mouse I know. They think they're the only ones going to be saved. The Jews think they're the only ones going to be saved. They're God's people. They are God's people. And God's going to save them only. And that's what they thought. And they thought everybody else was a dog. It sounds like the Muslims. Muslims say we're infidels. An infidel is no good, you know, he's nothing. But watch this. Now, this promise, Peter said, is unto you and your children and to all. That's me and you now. Who are far off. Now look at Ephesians 2:13. But now, what? In Christ Jesus, you also sometime were what? Are far off. Are made what? Nigh or near by what? The blood of Christ. For he, talking about Jesus, is our peace and have made us both one, have broken down the middle wall of partition between us, having abolished in his flesh the enemy, even the law of commandments containing orders for to make himself of twain one new man, making peace. But verse 13 says, you once afar off, but now you're brought near. So, Peter said, those who are far off going to get baptized too. And here we say we've been made near to Christ by his blood. So now we're saved to the same promise to the Jews Peter had made, it applies to us. So you need to go on and get baptized with the Holy Spirit. And I tell you this, the baptism of the Holy Spirit is greater than any high you can ever get. And matter of fact, the Bible said it's so good you need to get drunk with it. It said be drunk. It said be not drunk with wine, but be what? Filled with the Holy Ghost, the Holy Spirit. And this is what God wants to give you. He wants your relationship with him to be more real to you. And with the baptism of the Holy Spirit, it makes it more real to you, and you ought to want it. But there's confusion, like I said, in the body of Christ, but there's no confusion when you study God's Word. And I'm convinced that when you receive the baptism of the Holy Spirit, not that you have the Spirit now, but you don't have the baptism, when you receive the baptism of the Holy Spirit, it clears up a lot of things. It just clears a lot of things up for you. You understand the Word of God, but you understand it won't be Greek to you anymore. The Holy Spirit will reveal to you what it's saying. It's just a blessing, a gift that you shouldn't pass up on. There's many, 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 many people who don't have the baptism of the Holy Spirit. They don't have it. And they're missing out on a greatest gift, one of the greatest gifts other than salvation that Christ has given us. Well, I'm going to close here in a minute. It's only 10 after. Give me the 12:30, won't you? But on your program, I got Matthew 3:11. Go there with me, please. It's a free gift. How many know Christmas is coming up? If somebody give you a gift, you pay for it? You know, you reach out your hand and receive it, right? It's a gift. Well, God wants to give you the baptism of the Holy Spirit. It's a gift. All you got to do is receive it by faith in what Christ has done at the cross. Understand that he wants to give you this gift. And all you got to do is have faith and he'll give you grace to receive it. Amen? So by grace through faith are you saved. By grace through faith you get everything that you need in God. Now, John the Baptist was the forerunner of Jesus. He came and announced Jesus. He said, I indeed baptize you with water unto repentance. That's what John Baptist did. But he, Jesus, that cometh after me is mightier than me. He that cometh after me is mightier than I. whose shoes I am not worthy to bear, he shall what? Baptize you with the Holy Ghost and with fire. And on the day of Pentecost, that's just what happened. They were baptized with the Holy Ghost, and there appeared above them tongues of fire over their head. So that was fulfilled on the day of Pentecost. And also, Jesus himself says this. John, talking about John the Baptist, truly baptized with water, but you shall be baptized with what? The Holy Ghost, not many days hence. Matter of fact, it was 10 days after four days after he died on the cross and resurrected. It was 4 days later that Pentecost came and they were filled that day. Now, Acts 11, let's begin in the church. Then remembered I the word of the Lord, how that Jesus said, John indeed baptized with water, but you shall be baptized with what? The Holy Ghost. That's three scriptures that's telling us that we need to get baptized with the Holy Spirit. Three scriptures. It's a gift. And if you haven't received the baptism with the Holy Ghost, then you need to receive it. And it's by faith. I heard people say, well, you ain't something wrong in your life. They used to tarry for the Holy Ghost. And have you say, Holy Ghost, Holy Ghost, Holy Ghost. You know, keep on repeating, Holy, Holy, you know, until the tongues took over. But you don't have to tarry anymore. You simply got to believe. It's a gift. Just like your salvation. Everything we get from God is a gift. And a gift comes by faith. By grace, but you need faith to receive it. Amen. Now, for those who coming off addiction, want to come off, you need this power. Because how many of you know, and I know this is so true, even if you get sober, even if you get detoxed, even if you get off, don't you know the devil going to still mess with you and try to bring you back? He's going to cause things to happen, put things in your mind, and you don't have no safeguard for it. But when the Holy Ghost is in you, you got somebody stronger than crack, stronger than alcoholism, stronger than disease. He's going to live in you. Jesus said, I'm with you, but I'm going to be in you. I'm going to be in you. I'm going to guide you. Wherever you go, I'm with you. I'll never leave you. I'll never forsake you. I'm going to be with you forever. And when you do wrong, or you want to do wrong, the Holy Spirit says, no, don't do that. Don't do that. And he'll give you the strength. Know what I said? He will give you the strength. See, the thing with drug addiction and alcohol and all this stuff, if they tell you, you can do it with your own willpower. Get you a sponsor. Call him up. But don't you know the devil going to wait till your sponsor can't be reached? Don't you know the devil will come in your dreams? Don't you know the devil's going to be on your tail all whole time? You ain't got time to call no counselor. Because your mind has been affected by the devil already. He's putting thoughts in your mind. Go on. You know, you get that feeling. You want to get that itch. And the devil started, go on, girl. Go on, man. And next thing you know, you're back. But wouldn't it be nice to have somebody in you that knows all about you, know what you're going through, and all you got to say, Jesus, help me. And he's right there on time because he's already in you through the Holy Spirit. And he'll lead you and guide you the right way. And it's so much easier than you trying to do it. Willpower don't work. It might for 2 or 3 months. But believe me, you're going to get a weak moment. You're going to get a temptation. You're going to be tempted. And you're going to want to go. And it's going to start smelling. It's going to start tasting good. You're going to be wanting it. And that's the difference between being in Christ and being dependent on somebody else. You need willpower depends, will not keep you from doing it. I'm trying to tell you. I've seen too many people be sober for years, 20 or 30 years sober, and go back to drinking. Why? You know, the devil, because the devil knows you. And what he'll do, he'll cause up trouble. The same thing that caused you to drink the first time, he'll bring up trouble. And get you back. But when you have the Holy Ghost, the devil, God said the devil comes in like a flood, but God already set that standard is Jesus Christ. And that's what you need to get drunk on. That's what you need to be get a hit on is Jesus. The Holy Spirit is Jesus Christ himself, and he comes to live in you. He said, I'm with you right now. He told us, I'm with you. Come here, Michael. You might get it, baby. You're one of the disciples. I say, Mike, I'm getting ready to go, man. I'm with you right now, but I'm going to be in you. What?
Yeah. You probably said, how are you going to get in me, big as I am, in this little body? He said, you tell me you're going to get in me? That's what Jesus told me. He said, I'm going to be in you. He said, I walk with you now. Come on. We walk. And he said, but you know what, man? I'm here to go back to heaven, but I'm going to be in you. How are you going to do that? His spirit. The same spirit in Jesus. You have a spirit. I got a spirit. Your mother, everybody got a spirit. So the what he was saying is, I'm going to go back to heaven, and I'm going to send the Holy Spirit, which is in me, my spirit, and I'm going to put it in you. And so all you got to do is receive it by faith. To the Lord, through just ask. That's all. It's fast. And he'll come in. And you know he's in there, because the evidence is that you're going to speak in tongues. So when God comes in, something's going to happen. When he comes in, he's going to fill you so much, you're going to start speaking in tongues. And then you know. Now, my question to anybody who listens to me, do I have to speak in tongues to know that I'm filled with the Holy Spirit?
No.
Good, that's not right. Why?
The evidence is I speak in tongues. When I'm filled, I will speak. When I get filled, I will speak.
In tongues.
In tongues.
So when you get filled with the Holy Spirit, you just speak in tongues.
Right. A language that you know not of. And I said, do I gotta speak in tongues to be filled with the Spirit? Y'all said no.
I still say no. Because filled with the Holy Spirit, he'll give you a new way of life. You have a new walk in life.
You will know he's in you. If I move in your time, if I go to your house and you ain't gonna, I can bring myself out of my house and I move in your house, I'm in your house. Well, you would know when I come in, right? You would know I come in. Pastor Wells got all this stuff up in here. You would know I come into your house. Well, God wants you to know when he comes in your house. And then one way that we know he comes in our house is we speak. He's announcing, I'm in you. And because you're in me, I'm going to give you a new language. A language that you don't know not of. A language that's somewhere known in the world. And he let you know that he's in you. Without shouting, just said it right. No. Because it comes down to faith. God, I don't have to speak in tongues. Personally, I don't have to speak in tongues. I believe God will fill me the Holy Spirit because I by my faith. So we want signs. We want proof. We want evidence. We want physical signs. But God says, if you believe me, I'll come in. And when he comes in, the evidence is that we speak in tongues. That's one of the evidence. But you just have a knowing that you didn't know. Some people say they get a joy. Yeah. But you just know. I mean, I can't explain it because I don't want you to start looking for this, but you'll know it. And you'll know it. And he'll give you a language. You'll be able to pray in tongues. You'll be able to have a better relationship with him. And it's so much better to have somebody in you. And you got help. And all you got to, and he don't ever leave you. He's there 24/7. He don't leave you. He helps you to pray. He helps you to intercede for people. You know, it's wonderful. It's an experience that most don't receive or haven't received for one reason or another, but it's a gift for everybody. It's a free gift. Jesus said, you being evil know how to give good gifts and teach you. How much more will God give the Holy Ghost to them that believe? How much more? And it's I believe that's what's lacking in this church. But God wants you to get filled with the Holy Spirit so you can go out and tell somebody else and get them filled. They're getting filled on something, but it ain't the Holy Spirit. They're getting what they want. They're getting whatever they desire and want, but it ain't through the Holy Spirit. And the Holy Spirit gives you power. You shall receive power after the Holy Spirit comes upon you, and you shall be the witnesses of me, to Jesus, the man of the most parts of the world. So you need the baptism of the Holy Spirit. And that's my desire, and that's what the God's desire, because God paid an awesome price to give us this gift. And we're privileged because nobody in the Old Testament, not one person, not Noah, not Moses, not King David, nobody was baptized with the Holy Spirit. Not one. Not one person. But we live in the New Testament, and God baptized, he comes in to live in us. Now, in the Old Testament, he came upon people, but he would leave. He would go and come. But now he comes to us to stay permanently, whether you're sinning or not. He ain't going to leave. But the thing about it, you ain't going to want to sin. And if you sin, you ask God to forgive you, and He will help you not sin again. I mean, we're not perfect. We're going to make mistakes. But it's good to know if I make a mistake, the Holy Ghost will come back. And all I got to do is repent for it and ask Him to help me so I don't do the same thing again. And you have confidence because He's in you. He's living in your house. You're the temple of God. We were singing the song, "Let this temple be your praise." This is the temple. You are the temple of the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is your. You are the temple, and He lives in you. This church is the temple, and hopefully the Holy Spirit is here. But the power of God, the ability of God is in you, and that's why you know. And God said you need this. Jesus Christ Himself. Need the Holy baptism, the Holy Spirit. I mean, he didn't need. He was anointed with the baptism. He was anointed with the Spirit. But even he depended upon the Holy Spirit his whole life. How do you think he kept from sinning? The Holy Ghost in him. He said, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, has anointed me to preach the gospel." He said, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me." So if he needed the Holy Ghost to make it, how much more do we? Be baptized with the Holy Spirit. I gave you a lesson. It should answer any questions that you have on there. But you need something stronger than what man offers. I said all the time, and you heard me say it before, you know, you can get all the counseling you want to need, see all the psychiatrists you want to need, but God knows you. He knows why we messed up. And He don't even try to fix it Himself. He said, "I'll make a new man, a new woman out of you. I ain't going to try to. I know you've been through hell and high water. I know you got a lot of experiences. Well, hell, but I'm going to change you. Well, hell, it's one step. Well, hell, all you got to do is get into my son. When I see your faith in my son, well, hell, I'm going to give you grace. Grace means unmerited favor. You ain't got to pay for it. You ain't got to work for it. You simply believe it. It's a free gift. You put your faith in my son. You'll never darken the door of an alcoholic sinner again. You'll be off all the steps. You got one step. Well, hell, it's a one-step program. You ain't got to go this step two and step three, step four, step five. And I'm on my ninth step and I'm on number 10 and I'm in this step and I had to call my counselor. I had to call my sponsor, and he wasn't home, and I needed to talk to my sponsor, but I couldn't get a hold of my sponsor, so I'm going to take me his ring. Well, hell, see how you dependent on him? But God wants you dependent, all right, but He wants you to depend upon Him. He gives you the Holy Ghost, power to walk right, power to do right, power to do everything right. Well, hell, this power He has is dynamite, it's power of explosive nation. We get our word dunamis means dynamite. Well, hell, you got some dynamite power when you receive the baptism, It can break all chains, break all ties, It gives you the ability to do supernatural things. Well, hell, that's why God gave it to you. Well, hell, you need the baptism with the Holy Ghost, Jesus is the baptizer, You've been baptized in water, but God wants to baptize you with the Holy Spirit. He wants the Holy Spirit to come into you. And when you get filled, you will speak, You give us a language you know not of, but it's somewhere in the world, On the day of Pentecost, they were all filled and began to speak in other tongues as the Spirit gave to others. Hatalamochita. The Spirit will pray for you, intercede for you. The Bible said, Paul said, I know I'm saved because the Spirit that's in me bears witness with my spirit. So you need the baptism of the Holy Ghost. Well, what are you waiting for? It's a free gift. Well, here's a free gift. You need it this morning. Well, if you want this power, if you want the gift, step right up. See the man. Step right up, this morning and have faith. Understand that what you need, God's got it. Understand that Jesus has provided everything you need this morning. He got everything you need and want, You need this power, It's a power from on high. He said, "I'm going to send a power. When I get to heaven, I'm going to send it back." Well, He sent it back nearly 2,000 years ago, And He said, "You're going to be endued with power from on high." Talking about the Holy Ghost. Well, hell, you need Him this morning, You want to get your life right. You want to have peace, peace, joy, happiness, all things God got for you. Huh? He don't want you being miserable, hung out, strung out, and this and that. He wants you to be saved. Uh-huh. He wants you to have power to say no to sin, no to drugs, no to that, no to this. He wants you to know that He's with you. He's in you. He makes it personal. Huh? Mary said, how can it be? I never knew nothing. She said, how can I be pregnant? I never knew a man. I never had a relationship with a man. But God wants you to have a relationship with His Son, Jesus. Uh-huh. And He sent back the Holy Spirit. Uh-huh. He comes to dwell, to live in you. Receive the free gift by being baptized with the Holy Spirit. He's available right now. Go ahead. Ask God in faith, believing that He will fill you. Now, if you want this baptism of the Holy Spirit, I'm going to pray. I'm going to believe with you. I'm going to ask God to fill you. I'm expecting God to fill you. But if you don't receive it this morning, if you don't, that's not doubt. Because I threw a lot at you. And you've probably been told a lot about it. You hear people talking about the Holy Ghost, and you got so many things that have been said about the Holy Ghost. And I don't want to tell you my experience. I don't want to tell you what happened to me. I want you to simply believe, ask God to fill you. Amen. Ask Him to fill you. And if you don't receive Him this morning, it's a Him, it ain't it. And His name ain't not something told me. Well, I got a feeling His name is Jesus. He's a person. The Holy Spirit is a person. He has a name. His name is Holy Spirit. And He's not a it. Well, something told me. And He said, did you receive it yet? What? He's a person. It's not a it. It's Jesus. So when you see the baptism of the Holy Spirit, God will fill you to the overflow. From the top of His head, He'll fill you. And when something gets filled, what happens? It runs over. And when you get filled, you're going to run over because God's going to fill you, and then you're going to say, oh, you're going to feel like you never. I'm going to tell my feeling. I don't want to tell you what you're going to feel like, but even though I already said it. But you need the baptism. I'm going to pray for those who want to receive the baptism of the Holy Spirit. And that's my desire because I believe that when I go into these prisons, it already happened a couple times already, that when you got somebody that got faith, it's very easy for them to get filled. You got somebody that has faith, it's very easy. Because they want it, they desire it. You got to want it. Lord, I want to be free. I want this gift. Lord, I want this gift. God really wants it. And you ask God, believe it, not ask God, doubt it. And you know, and I don't want to tell you what's going to happen, what you want. God's going to do that. So if you want the baptism, if you want prayer, why don't you come on up? But this is how God has given us power. The devil got power. And somebody said he ran a party. He does have power. If he didn't have a party, why did he keep it so long in his presence? In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, Michael. In the name of Jesus. You know, Michael, a kid can learn faster than we can. You know that? Yeah. They can pick up. They ain't got no inhibitions like we have. Hallelujah. Not the church is in you, Lord, it's in you. Lord, I pray that she receive the baptism of the Holy Spirit in the name of Jesus. Fill her with your overflow of your spirit, Lord. Bless her from the top of her head and the soles of her feet. Lord, give her the answer. The answer's here. The answer she's looking for is in you. Yeah. Not in the truth of the sinner. Even though she may go there, that's not what the answer is. The answer is you. And it's you, Jesus. Yeah. Lord, separate to your life. Yeah. That's how I pray.
Amen.
God bless you.
Father,
in the name of Jesus.
She goes, she's already spoken. He found out what you did. Linda, you never left. She's already in there. He found out what you did. You never left. She said she had to call. Let's call. He found out what you did. Whatever it is that she will speak. She's already spoken, Lord. So she needs to stir it up. The gift that's within her is already there. He's not going nowhere. He's been there. He's there right now. In the name of Jesus. Lord, reveal to her, show her that you're already there. He's not having that good word. Let's speak this week. She's praying her prayer life. She's taking on her life. In Jesus' name. Amen. I pray. The Bible says be filled.
Yes.
It means keep on getting filled.
Yes.
And the way you do that is keep speaking.
Yes.
That's what I really like.